This year's winter weather has been quite unusual, with above-average temperatures and rainfall in the southeast. The watermelon industry in the United States is among those concerned with how this weather will affect the following season's crop. Last year, Mexico's late winter closed the market window for Florida and Texas, and hurt growers in those states because of the drop in prices due to a late influx of Mexican watermelons. We spoke with National Watermelon Association Executive Director Bob Morrissey about the impacts this year's winter weather will have on the upcoming crop.
Mexico last year, because of the winter weather that they had, 3 weeks late, and that really depressed prices in the month of May and really hurt people out of Florida and hurt people out of Texas. Whether that's going to continue or not, we don't know. We're hopeful that it doesn't, because that way they've got their season, and U.S. has their season. And then again, at the end of July and the beginning of August, there was a three-week period where, because the spring and the early summer were so mild up north, that there was a vacuum in there where there was hardly any crop at all. So the price increased because you couldn't find it. Weather plays so many tricks on us, and those are so unpredictable.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Josh McGill.